Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, April 1st. A new test of the Tesla Model Y performance shows that it appears to have a more powerful powertrain than the Model 3 performance, despite the fact that they both are supposed to have the same powertrain. YouTuber Drag Times was surprised at how close the Model Y performance was to the Model 3 performance in the quarter-mile test, and decided to dig deeper with an OBD link and an app to scan the vehicle's data. When graphed over time, both vehicles start out with similar output. However, the Model Y is able to achieve a greater output and maintain it longer, a difference of about 50 horsepower. While there have been Tesla vehicles in the country of Iceland for years, the automaker officially launched it in the market in September of last year. And as of now, Tesla has become the best-selling car brand in the country. Tesla delivered 415 vehicles in the first quarter, beating out more established brands like Toyota and Volkswagen. Iceland is expecting another large shipment of Tesla vehicles in the next 2 to 3 months. Rivian is developing an electric ambulance using the platform for its Amazon delivery van. The Normal, Illinois Fire Department, where Rivian's factory is located, announced that it is working with the automaker to develop the ambulance. Quote, "The ambulances will be built on a similar frame that the Amazon Prime delivery fleet will be built on at the Normal, Illinois auto plant. The ambulances will plug into a charger while parked in the station, and both hospitals will be equipped with fast chargers for topping off between calls. Even without a charge, the battery should last an entire shift or 350 to 400 miles. Although Jeep has been promising up to 4 new electric vehicles for more than 2 years by now, Jeep's global president, Christian Muner, gave some more detail about the potential acceleration of an all-electric Wrangler Rubicon. In an interview with Autocar, he said, quote, "This is a car that's going to do 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6 seconds, potentially, so you're going to get the acceleration you're never going to get with an engine. You're going to get the most capable Jeep ever." He went on to say, quote, "Either you try to be compliant and do the bare minimum, or you embrace it and go full speed on it, because we have the opportunity to make some really, really exciting products." According to Reuters, China is poised to temporarily ease its quotas for EV production. The move would follow the United States, who is relaxing its vehicle emission rules in response to COVID-19. However, unlike the United States, China plans to extend its electric vehicle subsidies for 2 years. The plan for how the EV quotas will be rolled back is not quite final yet. Officials at industry and environmental ministries, as well as automakers, are discussing the details. In its 15-year-old EV draft plan, Beijing set a target for EVs to account for 25% of annual new light vehicle sales by the year 2025. And in an op-ed from Electrek's Jamie Dow, he resolutely refutes claims made by Andrew Wheeler. Wheeler is the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, who argued yesterday that his administration's rollback of auto efficiency standards sets realistic standards, will reduce air pollution, and save lives. Now you can read Dow's strong rebuttal and his strong words on our site, electrek.co. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the Wells Fargo Innovation Incubator yesterday announced 8 Sustainable Tech Award winners. They are AgLaunch from Memphis, Bright from Warren, Ohio, Clean Energy Trust of Chicago, Clean Tech Group from San Francisco, Powerhouse from Oakland, Texas State University from San Marcos, Texas, the Yield Lab Institute from St. Louis, the University of Colorado Boulder and Colorado State University from Boulder and Fort Collins. Each winner will receive between $75,000 to $150,000. And the government of Alberta, Canada, announced yesterday that it would support TC Energy's Keystone XL oil pipeline with a direct investment of more than $1 billion U.S. dollars and a further $4.2 billion loan guarantee during the coronavirus crisis. Colin Reese, a senior U.S. campaigner for Oil Change International, said in response, quote, "This huge giveaway of public money to fossil fuel executives coming just after the Alberta Premier Jason Kenney's government layoff of more than 20,000 educational workers across Alberta says more about where his priorities lie than we ever could." The Norwegian oil and gas giant Equinor is quitting the oil lobbying group Independent Petroleum Association of America. Equinor officially recognizes that climate change is real and publicly states that it intends to align with the Paris Agreement. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Bafang, one of the leading electric bicycle component manufacturers in China, announced the lower-priced Bafang M200 e-bike system for use in e-bike manufacturing applications. With the most affordable Bafang mid-drive electric system, currently on bikes priced around $1,500, this new system could be used on retail-ready bikes priced around $1,000. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.